Masechet Kelim Perek Het Mishnah Gimel will give another case of an example that's not considered to be a keli, its own utensil, and therefore is not considered to have its own separate airspace. Seridashi Nitunal Pia Tanur, an earthenware plate that rests on top of the opening of the oven. Vishokat Letocho, in the middle of the plate, sinks into the airspace of the oven. Ve'en la gapayim, and there's no rim around it. The law is as follows. So we're talking about a flat plate with holes in it. They would use this to knead dough, and it's considered to be a flat earthenware utensil and not considered to be a keli. Even though the earthenware plate is hard and it doesn't lean at all, the surface is not completely flat, but it has a little indentation, but it's not enough to make it a container. But the center of the plate dips below the top of the oven. The sides are above the rim of the oven. So how do we treat this type of situation? We say halacha is hasheretz betocha hatanur tameh. The sheretz is in the middle of the plate and therefore below the rim of the oven. The oven is tameh. The plate over here is not a keli, and its interior is not considered to be separate from the oven, and therefore the sheretz, if it's in the interior of the oven, it's not considered to be in the interior of the interior, like we had when you have an actual utensil, and therefore it does make the oven tameh. Hasheretz batanur ochalim shebetocha tameein. Likewise, if a sheretz is in the oven and the oven therefore becomes tameh, all food that's within this plate become tameh as well, because they're not in their own container. This is not its own utensil. The earthenware plate here is not a keli, and therefore the interior is not separate from the oven. She'en matzilin miyad keli heres ela kelim. The interiors of kelim are considered to be separate interiors that shield it from other earthenware vessels. Things that have interiors do not have the status of kelim, like these types of perforated plates or broken vessels of the previous Mishnah. They do not have their own airspace that would be separate from the earthenware oven or the utensil. That's the reason. Only the interiors of kelim are separate, and that's what would shield off these earthenware vessels. But things that are not, they don't really have interiors, are not considered to be separate. Havichihi mele'a mashkin tehorin. Now we'll talk about earthenware utensils that the airspace does not extend. A barrel full of tahor liquids, untuna lemata min nechushto shel tanur, and it's placed below the floor of an oven. The oven has a little opening that rests on the ground, and there's a hole in the ground where the oven rests, and an open barrel with liquid fits into that hole. So the rim of the full barrel comes up to the airspace of the oven, but does not go into it. We say halacha as follows. Hasheretz betanur, hehavit hamashkin tehorin. If a sheretz is in the oven is tameh, but the barrel and the liquids inside of the barrel are still tahor because they're not in the airspace of the oven. Now we'll give the opposite case. A barrel that's on top of an oven, and it's within the top of the oven. The barrel, as opposed to the last case, is within the airspace of the top of the oven. Hayta kefuya opihala avira tanur. If the barrel was empty and upside down, and the mouth was sticking into the airspace of the oven on top, hasheretz batanur mashke tofeyach shebeshuleh havit tahor. The sheretz is in an oven. The oven is tameh, but the droplets of liquid that remain on the bottom of the barrel are still tahor, because these droplets are not in the airspace of the oven, but above it. So whatever is still, if there's still lahut, if there's still moisture on top of the barrel, which is not within the airspace of the impure oven, then those droplets remain pure. They're above the barrel. But the barrel itself is also tahor, even though some of it is within the airspace of the oven, because utensils cannot become tameh from a tameh oven. That's why we've been giving the example throughout of ochalim, the food that's within the keli becoming tameh from the impure oven, because kelim themselves, utensils, cannot become impure from a tameh oven.